Max, got you.
Hi, is Mark available?
Yeah, so... This is Steve.
Hey, Mark, this is Steve at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, how about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just kind of busy. Just trying to follow up with you, Mark. I'm not trying to take up much of your time. I know you're busy. I sent out an offer to your business about 2.5 weeks ago. Just see if you had seen it come across your desk at all.
What was it?
It's in reference to some prior borrowing issue you guys did with TD Bank. Does that ring a bell at all to you? A couple years back?
Nah.
That's all right. You just have some good borrowing history. I know it's the fourth quarter, so I know a lot of companies right now are getting a little busy. And the offer was for some equipment or some capital, and if you guys could use any additional funding, or if you guys are looking to bring on any equipment, I'd be more than happy to help you guys out.
Right now, we're doing all right. We're staying pretty busy, and looks like we got enough to carry us through the end of the year. I think we're okay for right now, to be honest with you.
Okay. Is there any time of the year that you might look to, like, reevaluate that kind of thing?
Maybe in the springtime.
Springtime?
Depending on what we got going on, we may buy some more equipment.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah. Do you guys ever take advantage of the tax write-offs, the 179?
Every once in a while. That happened in the last few years, so.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. Just out of curiosity, I don't know, did you happen to see our offer come across your desk at all?
No, I hadn't, to be honest with you. I've been so busy. I've been doing paperwork at midnight and 2 o'clock in the morning.
I gotcha.
We've been working 12, 15-hour days lately.
Right, I gotcha. That's not a bad problem to have, though. Yep. You're busy.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Right on. Busier than last year?
Oh, yeah.
Hoping
it stays up. Depends on what the election's going to do, I think. That's what everybody's saying, anyway.
Yeah, I hear you on that, man, for sure. I wish it was tomorrow. I just wish it would just all be over.
Yeah, I know. I do, too. Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I think a lot of businesses are being affected by that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
For sure. I've got several jobs pending, depending on what the election does, and they're all saying if Hillary gets elected, they're not going to do them just because they'll be scared.
Well, yeah, no, it's just the property tax is going to go insanely high.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
it's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel you, man. Right on. Well, how about this, Mark? Would it be okay? Do you have an email? I can shoot you just, you know, some information just in case you ever need it.
I'm actually down on it right now. They're rebuilding it and rebooting it and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So I'm actually changing logos and emails and all that kind of stuff. So they're doing another domain and all, and I don't even know exactly what it's going to be yet. So something with Mac Construct or something like that. I think they said the other day. So I'm actually down on email for about a week or so.
No worries. I can just, you know, follow back up with you after the, you know, all this election stuff goes off. But when do those projects start?
Well, they're supposed to start in the next 30 days, but it depends on what the election's going to do.
Oh, okay. How many jobs is it? Is it one or is it a couple?
No, we actually got three.
Three, nice. Right on.
Yeah.
Big projects or what are they?
One's a little over a million, so it's a nice little project. The other ones are $400,000 to $500,000.
Hey, man, money is money.
That's right.
Right on. Are those like apartment complexes or what are they?
One's going to be a residential house, and then the other two are commercial upfits.
Oh, okay. Do you ever get put on net 60s or net 90s or anything?
Nah, I usually
what do you do, like
net 10?
Net 10s? Yeah, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it.
But it usually gets drug out to 60 and 90.
Yeah, I understand. Yes, that's tough, man. So, and that's where we come in, you know, with the capital loans and all that stuff. Have you ever worked with a working capital loan or anything?
Yeah, I did 7 or 8 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, back before the economy crashed.
Yeah.
So,
how'd you like it? Was it okay?
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a good return on it?
Yeah. We had some good projects going then, so wasn't too bad, but I haven't done much since the crash, so staying afloat.
Yeah, I understand. Are you looking to expand at all or hire new personnel?
Maybe next year, towards the end of next year. So it's me and one other guy right now, and
it's just two
I
of
just
you?
Sub out what we can't do yet. I sub out what we can't get to, and then we do what we can, and I'm trying to get him trained to run a crew, and then I'll run a crew again.
Also need to have two crews running?
Yeah. So until we can get rolling with that, it's just going to be the two of us.
Yeah. How long do those projects take to help?
Anywhere from 6 months to a year.
Okay. So I guess you're pretty good for a year then, yeah?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh. All right. Well, that sounds good, okay, man. I'll just follow up with you, I guess, after the election and all that stuff. And then,
That'd be good.
Cool. Do you have, if you want to, you can write down all my information if you want.
I'm actually driving a dump truck right now.
You're driving, that's what all that noise is, right on.
Yeah. I'm not even supposed to be on the phone, but I usually answer. If DOT sees me on it, they're going to pull me and give me a big ticket.
Oh, I know, man. I'm out, I understand. I'm out in California, so I know where that comes from.
Yeah.
Is that your dump truck, or do you guys rent out dump trucks?
Yeah, we got dump trucks.
It's yours, or is it rented?
Yeah. Had them for years. Got them paid for.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Just one, or how many do you have?
Just one right now. Yep.
Oh, okay.
That'd be one of the things I'll probably purchase again would be another one, a newer one.
A newer one? What size is dump truck?
It's International 466.
Oh, right on. How much do those usually run, just out of curiosity?
About 120, 130.
New or used?
New.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. All right, Mark. Well, I do appreciate your time. Like I said, I'll just follow up with you after the election. I don't want you to get pulled over or anything like that, so.
All right, man.
All right. Well, I do appreciate it, man. Have a good week.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
Thanks, Mark. Bye.
All right.